back.
Welcome back to the Magic Within podcast, episode 3.
Oh my God, episode 3.
I know, flying by.
Yeah.
Flying by. And yeah, as you said, this is all about Pebbles is coming.
Pebbles is here.
This episode is all about Disney World.
Yeah.
Our home.
Yeah.
Some people might want to know these facts, you know. Some people might be a bit geeks like me. So it opened back in 1971.
Okay.
Sadly, Walt wasn't there. It was very much his vision, but it was his brother, Roy, who saw it through and made it very clear that that resort should always be called Walt Disney World. You'll notice a lot of the rest of them are called Disneyland, Disneyland Paris. But that one, in Walt's memory, he wanted to make sure that one was called Walt Disney World. So that's something that until I was made aware of, you don't really notice. But on all the branding and stuff, it does always say Walt Disney World. So yeah, it started with just the one park. It was just Magic Kingdom and two resorts. I think it was a Polynesian and Contemporary that had the monorail running through it. But then the next park, I believe 1982, was when Epcot, which was Walt's concept. It was one of the most important things of what was called the Florida Project back then. Wasn't called Walt Disney World because they were trying to keep it under wraps. Yeah. We actually saw, didn't we, that when they were buying up land in Florida, they were doing it under a different name, under different aliases, under a lot of different names, because they didn't want it to leak to the press that Walt Disney was buying up all this land. Because Walt was there at the original concept, and when the project started, he just sadly didn't make it to the end, and sad, even more sad, that Roy actually passed away a few months after Walt Disney World opened. I think he just put everything he had left into making sure his little brother's dream became a reality. So when Epcot opened, that was the second park to open. Obviously, we now know that there's four parks there. The one that came after that was in 1989. At the time, it was MGM Studios, but now we know it as Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to visit when it was MGM Studios. MGM Studios will always hold a very, very special place in my heart because of stuff like the Great Movie Ride, the Backlot Tour. There was just, I don't know, something special about that. And actually, I think it was the first place I ever met Mickey.
Oh,
because I met him, it was like a trailer, like, you know, like a film, like a movie star.
Yeah.
So it was the first time I ever met Mickey. So it's probably that as well, without me realizing, it's probably one of the reasons why I love it so much. And I still love it now as Hollywood Studios. I still love the Runaway Railway. I know some people are very attached to the Great Movie Ride. I was as well. It was the only thing I'd ride for a little bit with my nana. But so, yeah, that was, we were lucky enough again to be there this year for the 35th year anniversary of Hollywood Studios. So yeah, that was 1989. And then in 1998, Animal Kingdom became alive.
Yeah. Which you were there for?
In 2000.
Yeah.
So I was there a couple of years.
Yeah, it was really new when you went, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was that we were nearly there for the birthday of that as well. Because so that was Earth Day, our anniversary. So so that's when that opened in 1998. So we were nearly there, because obviously we went for our honeymoon, and we went 3 days after, I think, 3 days after the wedding. So I think that there was still celebrations going on. Still, because Animal Kingdom do Earth Day celebration, there were still celebrations going on, but we kind of just caught the end of it. But we're definitely there for the 35th anniversary of Hollywood Studios. And that's it. That's the four theme parks. Obviously, we went over in the last episode what's new for these four theme parks and what's coming. Throw in as well, there was a couple of water parks that we all know. There was one, actually, that I've not really got the full details of that opened way back when, but then it closed.
Yeah, so that's not there now.
No. It's like Wasteland now. Yeah, it's like
cool to go in.
And then Typhoon Lagoon was the same year as Hollywood Studios in 89, and I'm pretty sure Blizzard Beach was 92.
Yeah.
So in that little gap, so then all of a sudden they had what we know now, the four parks and the two water parks.
I feel like they're due a new park.
And yeah, but I would rather have them done what they've done.
Yeah.
And build on every park rather than open a full new park.
Yeah.
Because the parks are incredible.
Mm.
But there's certainly bits of the parks where it's like, right, okay, let's bring something new in now.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. But it's we'll go through that. But
I'm just thinking because of the space they have.
That's pretty much my history lesson all done and dusted, really. I can't think of anything else apart from the resort, which, I'll be honest with you, I don't have the full knowledge on because I don't know when they started knocking all them hotels off. But there is a lot now. There's the All Stars Resort. You've got Pop Century, Art of Animation, the Riviera, the Boardwalk, Animal Kingdom Lodges, Port Orleans, the Wilderness Lodge.
Polynesian, did you say that?
Yeah, the Polynesian, obviously the Contemporary as well, the Grand Floridian, and there will be ones that I've forgotten.
And there's, apart from hotels, there's Disney Springs. And what else?
That used to be Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
That was good times. Disney Springs is cool. You know, Disney Springs feels a bit bougier than Downtown Disney
feels. It feels very bougie.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I nearly bought a watch for like $350 or something. And some of the, it's cool with proper designer outlet. But maybe it's because I was 6 or 8 whenever I went to Downtown Disney. But I remember it felt more like a park almost.
Yeah, you know, like park shop.
Yeah. But it's awesome. And the World of Disney there is the best. Oh, shop. God,
so big.
So
it's like a museum of merchandise.
Yeah. That is it, though, I promise. I just wanted to get all the boring history stuff. Well, it's not boring to me. Probably not boring to you either. But now we can deep dive into the parks a little bit. That's what you're more excited about. And
should we start with?
You can kick it off. We should start with Magic
Kingdom. Yeah, that's it. We have to start with Magic Kingdom.
This beautiful, beautiful castle.
Big, glorious castle.
189 foot tall, I think.
Is it actually?
That's
crazy. Do you want to hear my fact?
Yeah.
My one and only fact.
Go on.
Which you probably already know. That they have the trash chutes that shoot rubbish at 60 miles per hour.
What? When?
Do you know about it?
No.
So, yeah, in every bin, you put rubbish down it and it goes 60 miles an hour past Frontierland to a dump.
Oh,
it's like the Grinch thing.
Oh, wow, that's mad.
They're all underneath.
Well, that does make sense because, again, a little bit of fact about Magic Kingdom, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's built up.
Yeah.
And there's this underground system of walkways and corridors and stuff. That
baffles my head.
Same, but it makes sense. So all the characters can get from one place to another where they're having to walk right through the park. All the cast members can, again, get from one place to another. Like if something goes wrong with a ride, engineers can get from one place to another. So there's this whole other world underneath Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So when you're in Magic Kingdom, you're actually kind of on floor, on the second floor.
Yeah, that's crazy. And there's also trash chutes.
That totally makes sense.
So you must never see anyone emptying a bin.
Bins at Disney, by the way, are so clean.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a joke, like people eat off the top of them. I'd eat off the top of them.
Yeah.
Cleaner than my table. Probably.
So anyway, Magic Kingdom.
Yes, Magic Kingdom. The first one that was there when Disney World opened.
What have we got? Right, so we've got Frontierland, Adventureland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, and then Liberty Square is on here as well, so it's kind of like its own.
I guess it counts as its own. I would say it is, like the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer it's going to be there for.
And then obviously Main Street.
Main Street USA, that's there in all of them.
Yeah, so.
It's big, isn't it?
It is huge. It is so big. What's your favourite thing about Magic Kingdom?
Apart from the castle,
yeah,
could be Happily Ever After, which is the fireworks show. For any of you guys that don't know, we had a slowed down version, but our first dance was to Happily Ever After by, I think it's called Brent Morgan.
Yeah, that rings bell.
If I got it right, I'll leave it in. If not, I'll cut it out. But thank you, Brent, because that was a pleasure. And that was our first dance. So I think that.
Yeah.
King flying over, like they're my favorite moments. I think. Yeah. Just walking down Main Street, like there, yeah. That's where you get your kind of Kodak, your textbook Disney moments. Yeah. That's where the
that's when you know you're there, as you've seen the castle.
Yeah, I love the Mickey and Walt statue.
Mm.
I love all the little gold statues that they've got, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, you were going around with your magic band.
I was just waving at them all,
getting them to interact.
Magic Kingdom is what Disney is, and I think that was his original vision of what Disneyland in California looks like. It's what Disneyland Paris looks like. I've not been to Hong Kong, Tokyo,
they all have Shanghai, a Main Street, but
they've all got a Main Street. Yeah. They all have them kind of staples. That's why we've got it.
Yeah.
We
were going to get the Lego one, but
what about you?
Have to build it.
What are your, literally. We got this from Disney World, by the way. We bought it from our hotel.
There's a top tip, though. If you're going to send anything back from the UK, they make it sound like it's really easy and it's like, oh, it's just £50, whatever. It's not, because then it comes to your door and it's an extra 100 or 120 more.
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, we thought it was going to be $100. But then we realised that we couldn't fit it in our suitcase, so we paid an extra, I think it was $55.
Yeah, we thought that would be
so it. So we're like, right, okay, $155, that's not too bad.
So now I have to press the button every day to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, but then on top of that $155, there was an extra £120 when it got delivered. So it ended up costing us about $270.
It's crazy.
We could have got the Lego one for that price, but yeah, we would have had to build it. And it doesn't do this.
Yeah. It doesn't make noises.
Look at that.
Worth it.
We've got to wait for it to finish now. You actually get a little Dumbo ride, and we've not got them. Oh, we should put them on.
Yeah, we should do.
A little Dumbo and a little teacups.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing in Magic Kingdom?
I was going to say, I feel like I have to say something different now, but I was going to say when you first, because the first moment I walked down and I cried straight away.
You did.
It's just a cool memory in my head, man. It's so good.
That first time is something that is just, you have to experience it to feel it and to really understand it.
That's the thing I was waiting for.
It's like you're walking into a fairy tale, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you've left.
And I thought Paris was like that. But then when we got there, I was like, oh my God, this is so much better. And I already thought it was amazing.
I'll ask you some of them. Would you prefer this castle to the one in Paris?
I think I do, yeah.
I feel like
I'll just prefer whatever castle is in front of me at that moment in time.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Better than not seeing one.
It's got a dragon underneath it in Paris. But yeah, regardless, we are talking about Disney World.
Yeah.
So, that's a great show.
Yeah. What's your favourite ride?
My favourite ride is probably Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
I love Tron. I do love Tron, but it's over quite fast. We didn't have the best experience with a virtual queue. That is not a top tip or anything like that. Like, Guardians virtual queue was fine. We did Tron a second time. Virtual queue was fine.
Yeah.
But
just on that day.
It was just on that day. Yeah. It just didn't go great. So it was kind of one of the things where it was like we were waiting for. Like those that have done the virtual queue, you'll know like the groups get called in like groups of 10. And they were getting called in like groups of one. It was so odd.
It took so long.
Yeah. So that maybe put a damper on it. And then because the ride's not that long, so it could be that. But it's a great ride, better in the dark. But I will also say that about Thunder Mountain. We were lucky enough. Can't even remember when. Was it an after hours night?
Yeah, probably.
And we were lucky enough to, it was just us on Thunder Mountain. In the dark. And we went on the back and it was so good.
It was amazing on the back. It's so much scarier on the back. We were like smacking into each other.
You know, in Paris. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh my God.
Crazy. But I think they're going to refurb it soon. Not like just literally like update it, you know what I mean? Clean it.
Yeah.
Just grease up the old hinges. but I love the theming of it and everything like that. Especially, it's kind of the figurehead of Frontierland. But
yeah, it is amazing.
That's up there for me. What about you?
Favourite ride. I think I really like Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I going to say? There was another one that I said before. Oh, Space Mountain. Yeah. Because I thought, because the one in Paris is like a full-on roller coaster.
Yeah, you get that launch.
I just felt like Space Mountain in America, it was fun because it felt like I was at a fun fair. That didn't feel safe.
No.
But it made it so much more fun. I just kept seeing, hearing you scream because I think you kept thinking you were going to hit your head because you're massive.
Yeah, does anyone
who I was laughing at you the whole time.
I'm 6 foot five, and Space Mountain was a bit of a, it was probably the scariest ride in Orlando. Like, I don't think Velocicoaster scared me the same way that Space Mountain scared me. It gave me, like, those from the UK that are listening, Wild Mouse vibes from Blackpool. But it was great. I loved it. It was fun. There's actually a really funny photo of me. I'll see if I can put that here as well. That try and remember to do that. But if I didn't, I'm sorry. But yeah, you can tell on my face that I'm a little bit shaken up.
It's not very demure.
No.
Getting out of it as well. Like, you full on have to crawl out of it and crawl into it. It's not very graceful.
No, but it's fun.
It's fun. It's good. I love it. It was like unexpectedly good.
Here's one that we didn't talk about. But we can do this for every park. What's the most underrated thing?
Underrated.
In Magic Kingdom.
Sure. You said the castle. Yeah.
Mine is the PhilharMagic.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is a great show. You get to listen. It's like a new way to listen to classics, like classic songs. And it's a nice long, say, 15-minute show, was it?
Oh, it's nice with the aircon.
Aircon is unbelievable. So if you're there on a hot day or if it's raining, it's a nice way to get under a shelter and protect yourself from the weather, whether it's hot weather or cold, wet weather. Well, not cold, but hot, wet weather. It's a nice way, and it's a great show. And obviously, I am Mickey's best pal. I'm a Mickey guy. Any kind of attraction with Mickey involved, I'm a sucker for.
Yeah.
So that's mine. What about you?
I think, so I don't know if it's like, didn't hear about it before we went, but do you know the Bell meet and greet where it's like, use the story?
Oh, yeah, Enchanted Tales.
Like, I literally thought we were just going to walk in and meet her, but it's like a whole experience. Yeah. And I feel like I've never seen that.
I was a guard.
Until we went. You were part of the show.
Yeah, I was. I was a guard. We did adults, you know? So
it's so funny.
There's a illusion moment in the pre-show with the mirror.
Oh,
that is just fantastic, isn't it?
And then Lumiere's there and looks like he's actually there.
No, yeah, that's a great shout, especially if you've got...
But you don't hear about it, do you?
No, if you've got... and also, if you've got the photo pass, so if you've got kids, or even if you're just a massive Beauty and the Beast fan yourself, it's a kind of experience that isn't like any other meet and greet.
Yeah.
You do still have that opportunity to get a photo pass photo in there as well. So it's definitely worth it.
It's like a mini show / meet and greet.
Yeah. Like, another way, perfect way, if it's hot, to kill some time or to just get away from that Florida heat for a little bit because, you know, we cook, don't we?
Yeah.
We cook. And I'm big fella, like 6 foot five. Putting sun lotion on me is an effort. Like, it's about a bottle a day. It's a joke.
I tried to do it for you once and I was like, why is this taking so long?
Yeah, no, it's a joke, honestly. It takes a minute. But there was one day where I was like, I'm not wearing it, and it was the day where we were in Magic Kingdom
and
we were sat waiting for the parade.
Yeah.
Parades.
The parade.
We've not even spoke about the parades.
Yeah.
Love them.
They're great.
Sat
hot.
Sat down on the curb waiting for it. Cooking like a tatty in an oven.
I know, we shouldn't have sat down.
Cooking like a potato in an oven for our friends over the pond.
Potato?
Yeah, cooking. It was hot. Like, literally, like, I stood up and I think I'd lost a stone.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but it was so good. The dragon's awesome.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The dragon is awesome.
The Tangled.
I was about to say, what was your favourite float?
Yeah, where he's, like, swinging.
What's the...
Love Flynn Rider.
Yeah, Flynn Rider and Maximus is there. Mm. Not a real horse, just to clarify that. Mm. That is just like porcelain.
He's swinging on him.
Yeah, he's swinging on him, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Trying to think if there's anything else in the parade, but they're bringing back a nighttime parade.
Yeah.
I've got great memories of that when I was younger, the electrical night parade. I've watched footage back. The sound's awful because cameras back then didn't obviously have great microphones. It's not nice to listen to, but it's lovely to watch. Mm. And it's great to know that that kind of magic is coming back for a nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom. I don't know why there hasn't been one. Can't get my head around that, but I stopped mourning because there's one coming back, and that's the main thing.
Also, these are from Magic Kingdom, aren't they?
They are from Magic Kingdom, yes.
You can get personalised ears.
Yeah.
How long does it take? You kind of go in and pick like three elements to what you want, don't you?
Yeah.
And then...
So is this your top tip?
Yeah,
Magic Kingdom top tip coming at you right now.
Go get some personalised ears.
Should we see if we can...
Yeah, see if you can zoom in. But halfway
It's flipped, isn't it?
But
you can see the fireworks there.
Yeah.
So it says happily ever after. And then...
That's our wedding date, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... And there we got married.
You can literally... They have like a laminated sheet and you can pick which ones you want as well, which is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing we've got Halloween next year, I want to get some Halloween ones.
Yeah.
Because they're awesome.
Wait, so you're going to get more personalised ones?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
I've got as many as possible.
Don't blame you at all.
I like them because they go with everything more, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be a bit more simple with your outfit.
And if you want specific, like, I know a lot of people go for like, and like Disney bounding is a thing and stuff like that. I don't have a great understanding of it really, but it's awesome.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll do it.
But if you want some specific design, like if you want them to go with an outfit, like Tiana, for example, you can get them to go like green and purple and stuff like that. So you can always get them personalized to a specific outfit.
I think were they like $50?
I don't know.
They were like a little bit more spenny.
Money doesn't exist when we're there. I don't know. Don't know how much you spent. I was on a
Disney math.
I was on a group, and someone was like, "Oh, we're there for a month. Is $5,000 enough?" And everyone in the comments were saying, "Yeah," and I was like,
"No,
it totally will be." We just went ridiculous. I was like, "It depends how much you behave yourself," because they're on the honeymoon as well. And I was like, "We were on our honeymoon. We just gave an excuse to just spend because we were just like, we're only on one honeymoon." But now we're going back next year, so there you go. You only get one honeymoon, but you definitely get more than one Disney trip.
Yeah.
What's my top tip?
What's your top tip?
Top tip for Magic Kingdom. Top tip for Magic Kingdom is don't be fooled by the cheeseburger spring rolls, people.
Oh, no, they're so good, though.
They're good if you like gherkins or pickles. For our friend stateside, they should call them gherkin spring rolls because I wasn't just not made aware, I was fully made aware. However, my brother told me specifically that they don't taste that much like gherkins.
They really do.
So I said, I was like, I don't want one because I'm really like averse to gherkin, but like he said, he fooled me. I tried it, Not for me. I know a lot of people love them. I love the pepperoni pizza ones.
Yeah, the pizza ones are amazing.
I love a lot of the snacks there. But all I'm saying is if you ain't a gherkin fan, you will not like them spring rolls. So don't let anyone fool you into it. I'm not very serious for a second.
You're traumatized.
Yeah, it shook me up a bit. It was like, because I can't spit it out.
Yeah, you got to eat it.
In the middle of Magic Kingdom, can I? Mickey will fall out of me. And I don't want that. Have I got any more top tips? It might be it, apart from do after hours if you get the chance.
Yeah.
All that stuff I said about Tron doesn't exist because you can just queue for it.
Yeah.
It's
so good in the dark.
15 minutes to meet Mickey. Yeah. Just as all the fireworks we arrived probably about half an hour before the fireworks were about to start.
Yeah.
So obviously everyone's congregating. You have to get there quite early for Happily Ever After if you want a good spot. There's another tip. I wouldn't even say that's a top tip. That is like kind of general knowledge. If you want a good spot, get there early or go to one of the VIP seating things. What was I saying? But everyone else was doing that. Everyone else knows that. Everyone else was doing that. We arrived late, so we had after hours, met Mickey, had a nice little walk, went on Dumbo while the fireworks were happening.
We were the only people on both of the Dumbos.
And then it was cute.
That was so cute.
A really nice photo was there. And then we went and got photos outside of Tron. And just by chance, the fireworks were still going, and the photographer asked us to stand to the left. Because actually, they were going to scan our photo pass, but it didn't work. So it was purely by chance, but this didn't. So that, and then she noticed fireworks, so she said, stand to the left. And we got some great fireworks of like a Mickey Mouse.
I don't know how she timed it. It's a Mickey Mouse firework in the sky.
We did do cast member compliments on that.
Yeah.
That's just a tip for general, just guys.
Just a great thing to do.
Cast member compliments, it's on the app. If you go to more and you scroll down at the bottom, and just anyone that's, they're all incredible, but if there's anyone that's kind of gone above and beyond for you, you've got to go and do that for them, because I think it kind of does help them a bit. I can't think of anything else. Jungle Cruise is awesome. Pirates is awesome.
Yeah.
Try and get on everything if you can, if you're there for 2 weeks. Yeah. Magic Kingdom, I would actually say, is probably the only place where you might not get on all the rides.
Yeah.
Unless you go maybe like 2 or 3 times, or go in with a full plan of attack. Like, because there's so many that even maybe aren't top of your list, but you still might want to go on them. Like, you can't not go on it.
Yeah, like, they're too iconic to not go on, aren't they? Even if they're not, like, the craziest ride or
Peter
whatever.
Pan and stuff like that, yeah. You know, the Runaway...
Winnie the Pooh.
The Runaway Mine Train. The Snow White's... the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is a nightmare to get on.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning Lane, that. But even we didn't go on a couple of things. Like the...
You didn't go on the boat?
No. Was it Tom Sawyer's Island. There's a few things that you probably won't get on. But that brings us nicely onto the other parts, because I think as long as you go twice, you can probably get on everything everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Where should we go next? Should we hop on a monorail and go to Epcot?
Yeah, sure.
Seeing as it was the second one built, I guess we should go there second.
Oh, yeah, that's satisfying.
Yeah. So, do you want to talk a bit about Epcot? Your first time ever experiencing Epcot this year.
Yeah, Epcot was weird because, like, I'd seen so much about it, but then when you're there, you don't realise how big it is. Like, walking around the World Showcase is, like, a trek.
When it's hot.
Maybe, like, during you get, like, halfway, I'm like, oh, we need to go all the way back around. It's like, oh, my God, it is so far.
I had a bit of a stinker because I got quite bad heartburn.
Yeah. We had to get you an ice cream, didn't we?
Yeah, we had to get an ice cream, and we were trying to find one. And honestly, like, anyone who suffers with heartburn, having heartburn in Florida, Orlando, it's rough. It's rough because you're burning inside and out. It's just such a unique experience.
It's such a different theme park to, like, anything I've ever been to.
I actually think, which is probably quite controversial, I prefer this end.
Yeah, definitely.
The World Showcase.
Yeah.
But that's we're not massive drinkers. That's the thing. Which some people listening to this podcast are probably thinking, like, Epcot is number one. I love the drink around the world.
Yeah,
thing.
You can be more like adult, can't you? I guess.
Yeah, definitely. We're not as much into the drinking side of things. I'm not like fully sober. Like, I'll have a drink, but I don't think we had a drink the whole time we were there, though.
No, we didn't, did we?
No.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. We should probably, like, maybe next time, drink around the world, but just, like, share a drink.
And test the alcohol.
Have a few, and maybe not do it all in one go.
Yeah.
And just do, like, 5 one day and then 5 another day.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I used to work in a bar, Pebbles has arrived, if you're wondering why my arms just suddenly disappeared. So I used to work in bars, so, like, cocktails and stuff, it does kind of interest me, and mixology and... Disney are the best at everything, so it would be cool, and I'm sure they do taste lovely. But if you do love a drink, then go and drink around the world. It won't be cheap, though. Let me tell you that, because, like, there's 10 countries, I think, and each country. Sorry, my dog's gonna knock the camera. Each country, you probably get a drink that probably costs you between $8 and $10.
Mm.
So it's probably going to cost you like $100 to drink around the world. And if you want to drink each, that's $200. It won't be a cheap experience, but
that's what you're there for,
that's the whole experience. Some people, that's like what they look forward to. So crack on, enjoy yourselves. But the food, we were there as well for the Flower and Garden Festival.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
If anyone's seen that, that is just, you can just walk around and look at the topiaries of all the characters, and it's just an activity in itself.
It just fits Epcot so well, having that there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It all feels like a garden centre.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even the buildings, it feels very garden centery in the UK. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Something like a Disney garden.
Especially when you go on the Living with the Land and you're just swimming, you're floating through pretty much a garden centre.
Living with the Land is literally, it's Disney did a garden centre.
Yeah.
Some people love that ride, though. Yeah. I like the start a bit more than the greenhouse bit.
Yeah. But I also literally like this on that ride.
I love looking for hidden Mickeys on that ride because they're all over the shop. And, like, they do kind of, like, decorate the gardens with, like, Winnie the Pooh stuff. And, there she is.
Did you say Winnie the Pooh?
You can't come to Disney with us, can you, Peb Dog?
You're too hot.
Pooped. That's the only bad thing. If anyone who's got a dog, the only bad thing about going to Disney, if you live not in, like, a native country, and your dog's not an assistance dog, I would love for you to meet Pluto and Doug. What's your favourite ride? What's your favourite ride in Epcot?
We're going to say the same thing.
Probably. Oh, wait there. No, what's your favourite thing? Because we said, like, what's your favourite moment?
My favourite thing is seeing the Epcot.
Like, what's your favourite thing to do?
I said that about Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because
it was the first time all of these things, all of these, like, huge Disney World landmarks. Like,
I'd never seen them all.
You know, you've got the Big Four.
Yeah.
Which is, like, Tower of Terror, Spaceship Earth, Tree of Life and Cinderella's Castle. You've not seen any of them before.
No.
So that is, like, that first time you see that Epcot ball, it's
so big.
Your brain doesn't understand what your eyes are seeing.
It looks like CGI, but it's not.
Like when it's lit up and stuff. It's
and
like,
we arrived in the dark, didn't we, for after hours.
Yeah.
I also had thrown up, so I was a bit out of it anyway, so seeing the ball was like, what is going on?
Wait, tell the nice people about that. So we had a bit of it.
We decided to book an after hours after a really long flight, didn't we? Thinking that would be a good idea, you know, getting straight into it.
Yeah.
But I got off the flight and felt a bit sick, but was powering through with dopamine and excitement.
You smell.
And, oh my God, the smell when you get to the All-Star movies of popcorn. You described it to me as being the most amazing thing ever, but because I felt sick, I was like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I panicked. Yeah. I fully panicked. I was like, oh no, if you don't like that smell, we're in trouble.
Because
that smell is like pumped into everything.
Yeah, it was bad.
But
imagine that's the same feeling as like if you're pregnant and you're nauseous or something. I felt like that.
In all fairness to you as well, though, so we had flown. When did we fly?
We flew at 1.
We flew at 1 in the afternoon UK time. Right?
Yeah.
So it takes us a couple of hours to get to the airport because closest one's Manchester.
Yeah.
So we had to probably get up at like 8, 9 o'clock, which is standard time. But then we flew at 1. We didn't really sleep on that flight.
No, I was meant to sleep on the flight.
So then it was a 9-hour flight.
Yeah.
So at this point, we've already been awake for what? Hang on.
We're way past my bedtime. such a sleepy human.
Five at 9. What's that? 14. So about 14 hours we'd been awake, and that's when we landed. And then we went to Epcot after hours, and we didn't leave Epcot until 1 o'clock in the morning, US time.
It was in a daze the whole time, wasn't I?
Which, obviously, 5 hours plus is 6 a.m. our time. So we pretty much gone 24 hours without sleeping. So in all fairness to you, you did well to even actually manage to get to the park.
Well, we're on the way to the hotel room and I had to grab a bin from like the vending machine bit, throw up.
True story.
And then when we got to Epcot, we like watched some fireworks, got towards France, and I threw up in France. I threw up around the world. And then the next morning, I had another little go. Look. And then I felt fine. Yeah. But anyway.
How did you get out of that? I told you to tell the next people that story.
It's not a great story.
But it happened.
But it happened.
And it's all part. Listen, you will have
first night of the honeymoon.
You will have these moments on your relationship. Obviously, you're there for 2 weeks. Sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes people get ill. Sometimes people get injured. But we got it out of the way early doors.
Yeah, we did.
I had a little mental breakdown halfway through. Because my magic band stopped working.
Oh yeah, you were struggling.
It made me really sad. I don't know why it made me sad, but the people at Guest Services happily helped me through it, both mentally and physically. They fixed it, and I got two. So I've got a Fantasmic one that looks like this, but it's a magic band, and I've got a Mickey Mouse one.
Yeah.
So there's an effort anecdote for you.
Yeah. But anyway,
now we can talk best rides ever.
Yeah, best rides.
Oh no, have I got to say my favourite thing?
Wait, what's your favourite thing?
My favourite thing is hugging Figment.
Go and give
Figment a hug.
Yeah.
Specifically for me, there's not many characters that I don't have to like bend down or crouch to hug, right? But he, big old strong.
His head's like
over my head. It's great. And I love the ride. I'll be having no imagination here in these four walls.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Figment. I keep it going. Never shut that ride. Mm. It is Epcot. To me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but we'll go on to our favourite ride now.
I think mine's Guardians and so is yours.
Yeah, Guardians is incredible.
It's just so iconic.
Huge shout out for Guardians.
I like that the song's different every time.
I like that.
You just don't know what it's going to be like.
But it can take it from being the best ride to in Disney World, if you get the right song.
Yeah.
So that's why it isn't my favourite ride in Disney World. Yeah. I guess we'll maybe talk about that later on. But
yeah.
I love it. I love the pre-show.
So
I don't love when people say day drinkers in the pre-show when Terry Crews asks what we call Epcot's.
Yeah.
It was funny maybe once, guys.
On one TikTok.
On one TikTok it was funny.
Everyone says it.
Everyone takes the opportunity and it's...
They want a laugh, don't they?
Rough. You know what? I won't pass too much judgment because if you enjoy that, but like...
Yeah.
I will roll my eyes. I won't say anything, but I'll roll them like this. Yeah. What like this? Like, you don't want to be on the receiving end of that. No, Joe, you do what you want. Pre-show, everything, launch, even the shop at the end.
Yeah, the shop at the end.
Great shop. Yeah, like, you can get Loki's thingy,
scepter,
is it what it's called? Staff.
Yeah.
With the Tesseract on it. Mm. I tried on Star-Lord helmet. I'm absolute CEO of trying on things and then not buying it.
Yeah, you love trying on the Star-Lord jacket, didn't you?
One day I'll have enough money to buy it all. Yeah. I tried on the Star-Lord jacket and the helmet. I put on a pirate hat and an Indiana Jones hat. I really want the Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one, that one. It's good quality.
And the jacket is awesome as well. Mm. I want the full shebang.
Mm.
That's in Hollywood Studios, where we'll go to in a second.
Yeah.
My favourite ride, though, I don't want to say Guardians. Say one that isn't Guardians. We'll give one a shout out.
Yeah.
Not Imagination, because I've already given that a shout out.
Yeah.
Mine's Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, it's got that. It's cute.
I love it.
I like the smells in that one. Judi Dench. I don't know why it's got this specific smell.
It's really relaxing.
It is.
Like, it's a comfy ride. The aircon's good. First time going, it is quite interesting.
I can meditate in there.
I love the bit at the end, like the planetarium thing. I love coming back down.
Yeah, going backwards.
Like, just chilling. Yeah. Like, I bet so many people fall asleep on that ride.
Yeah.
I think I was nodding at one point.
Yeah, it was so relaxing.
What about you?
I really like Soarin' for, like, the same kind of thing.
Just Kronk's on it.
Yeah, because Kronk. It's Kronk. Yeah. I just like that you're dangling in the air, and they like the smells. I love it when they shoot smells at you. Apart from in the Imagination one, where it smells like farts.
Yeah, no, but that's not good.
Yeah, the grass in Africa.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
What was the other things that we've got?
Top tip
for Epcot. Don't get too drunk if you are going to drink.
Yeah, because drink water.
I've seen some of that. I've seen, like, we were there on Cinco de Mayo. Granted, going to be more drunk people than the sixth of the mile, but like, or any
quattro de Mayo
or any other day, but because of that, I like sometimes I got like vibes of being on a night out in the UK, like seeing like young people, like, you know, like
vaping.
Like, I smoke, like slap on the wrist, but I'm not doing it in the park. There's areas like, and yeah, sometimes they're a bit of a walk away. But so guess away. What? Like, we shouldn't be smoking in there. Like, there's a lot of kids around. We shouldn't, like, it's on us that we smoke. So go and smoking outside the park. And it's not far. But yeah, people smoking inside the park, arguing with cast members. So it's only a little thing, but just like, yeah, top tip.
Don't do it.
Don't get too drunk. But a more, a more positive top tip would be to, if you're a massive Ratatouille fan, try and take that off early, because we had a nightmare with it. We got two lightning lanes for it, and then like 15 minutes before each one that we were going to get there for, it was cancelled. And the ride was closed. And then, like, it's a nightmare because I didn't really want to use it for anything else in there, because you can't just use it for Guardians. It can be a bit of a stinker, but it is a great ride. So don't miss out on it, but just kind of, if someone in your party really loves Ratatouille, then definitely, like, just get over.
You can get the Ratatouille Remy shoulder pal from in there as well. And I really wanted that because I kept seeing everyone with it. And we didn't know where they were from. Yep. And then found it. And then when we wore ours, everyone was then staring at us. So I feel like they must have been new.
Mm-hmm.
Or just like, you don't, they were only in Epcot or something.
That and the top hat, the chef's hat were quite new. And they are both at the France that pavilion. Is that your top tip?
Yeah.
Get your Remy shoulder
All of the shoulder pals. We need them all. Yeah, I want Mushu. And Pascal.
What's the most underrated thing at Epcot?
Underrated.
I'm saying it again.
Figment.
Yeah, imagination. Figment. I think he gets
Figment.
He gets a little bit of hate.
Yeah, he does. I loved it.
I ain't here for that. Also, actually, Figment. No. Here's the top tip: if you have someone in your party who is obsessed with princesses, you can probably meet all the princesses in one walk around the World Showcase if you time it right.
Yeah, if you time it right.
I'm talking Mulan, Belle, Aurora, Snow White. Probably one I'm forgetting, but them four are definitely all around the World Showcase. So there's also a kind of hidden Mickey meet and greet, I swear. Like, it wasn't advertised anywhere.
That was near Figment, wasn't
it? But no, there's a new one now in Communico Hall. So
maybe that was why. Is
it? Yeah, that could well be why. And top tip, I'm sure, from both of us, do not skip Moana, Journey of Water.
Oh, so good.
Just walk around it. It's just beautiful. Again, little escape. There's like mist. It's cooling. It's beautiful at night. The whole thing's beautiful at night. And the fireworks are incredible. So,
yeah, I love scattering things like relaxing things in between the crazy rides.
Mm-hmm.
I like an even balance of stuff.
There's not that many crazy rides in and around Disney World. There's probably one in each park that can, like, maybe a couple in Hollywood.
Yeah. What should we go on to now?
Probably Hollywood.
Hollywood. Oh, that's lovely.
A perfect little segue. We can jump on the skyline.
Yeah.
So we went from, and this is genuine as well. I'm joking, but I'm not. You go Magic Kingdom, you can go from there to Epcot on the monorail. And from Epcot, you jump on the skyline and you can get straight to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, I love the skyline.
So if you're thinking about doing the 4-park challenge, I would do that, but in reverse. Go to Animal Kingdom first.
Yeah.
Because it closes earliest, then Hollywood Studios, Skyline to Epcot, Epcot over Magic Kingdom, watch Happily Ever After, because Magic Kingdom's open the latest as well. So
the Skyline feels like a ride in itself. Just a nice chill.
It's not chill at the start.
Not when you set off. When you're in the air.
Yeah.
I find it weird when it stops though, and you're just dangling. Like, just you don't know when you're going to start again.
And I know this is silly, but it's the same with the buses. I get excited when I look at like what character I get.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I forget Mickey.
I know, yeah.
So that's like little things like that. But like, yeah, the skyline is great. So let's hop on it. And we are here at Hollywood Studios. Our favourite park.
So good.
I feel like we should have left it for last, but we're not, because we're going in chronological order. So previously MGM, now Hollywood Studios, 100% my favourite park.
So good. It's just cool.
It is cool.
Like, I don't know why I think it's so cool. It just is. It's because it's Hollywood-y. Old school.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, almost classy, but like completely fake. The shows there are amazing, as they should be, because it's Hollywood Studios, whether you want to go and sing along to Frozen, which is hilarious. Don't skip that.
So good.
We went in just to go and watch it again, aircon hunting, and we were, because we thought, you know, Frozen must be cool, must be pretty chill in there, can't be hot.
There'll be snow.
But the historians, shout out them.
They're so funny.
It's so funny. Like,
loads of innuendos.
Yeah, innuendos, like jokes about like pop culture and stuff.
Yeah.
Like almost like Deadpool-esque, but maybe not quite that risky.
Yeah.
But like,
if
they're like 18 rated, like the historians like 12 here, you know what I mean? Like, they were making jokes where it's like, if you know what they're talking about, it was funny.
Mm.
They really did make the show for me. I knew Elsa was going to be amazing, of course, but like they were so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, from that, all you can do, go and watch an Indiana Jones stunt show.
So like, yeah, there's so many shows there.
The range is unbelievable.
Mm.
Character meet.
Yeah.
So many.
I loved the meeting. I love meeting Ariel in Magic Kingdom, but I loved meeting the live action Ariel as well.
Yes.
Because I was obsessed with the live action and she looks so similar, like her hair.
Yeah. And the set, the setting is awesome as well.
It's so cool.
Chewie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're a Star Wars person.
Oh, my God,
like,
he was amazing.
Talk more about Galaxy's Edge in a second. And also, we mentioned in the last episode, don't know how long Star Wars Launch Bay will be there.
Yeah.
But as it is right now, you can go into the same place and meet BB-8, Darth Vader, Chewbacca. Honestly, hugging Chewbacca was one of the best moments.
He literally looked at you like you were his best friend and he's not seen you in a month.
It was like I was home.
He was like, come to me, brother.
Yeah, he looked at me and he just like hit his chest. Oh, honestly, hugging Chewie was great. I had a bit of his fur, actually. Stuck it in. That sounds weird.
He kept a bit of his fur.
Stuck on me. He doesn't sign.
His
paws is too big. While we're talking meet and greets, this is something that a few people have actually asked me on TikTok and stuff, is where do you meet Sorcerer Mickey? It's in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
You meet him and Minnie all at the same time.
I like that they're together.
It's a proper attraction.
Yeah.
It's a proper attraction. And you can also meet people from Pixar, like Sully. Frozone was there. The Incredibles
were
there.
There's so many there.
There's just Pluto was there. If you've got a kid that loves like Disney Junior, is it Vampirina was there?
Olaf
was there. Got the own little gaff and the Olaf gaff. No, it looks like summer. It looks like summer, doesn't
it?
So that's pretty much, I think, all the meet and greets. We randomly saw Pinocchio and Geppetto wandering around.
Yeah, they're in Hollywood. They're always by the gates at the front.
Yeah.
Like, there's always somebody
there.
Is that
where we met?
We met Stitch there. We met, who else did we meet?
Pluto.
Yeah, Geppetto.
Pluto was there, but we went for Stitch because Pluto's always got his round in animation courtyard, I think it is.
What's your favourite thing about Hollywood? You have to pick one main thing.
Fantasmic. It's, I know I spoke about it, I think it was the first podcast, but it is my favourite show in all of Disney World, in all of everything, in all of the world. It means a lot to me. It actually was one of the reasons why I stopped having nightmares, because I saw that Mickey could fight him off, and my dad said to me that if he could do it, I could do it, and I kind of remember that very vividly.
Oh, it's so cute.
So I love it. I want them to make it into a movie. I want them to make like a huge, I want the Disneyverse live action films to climax in a live action version of Fantasmic.
Where they all come together.
Yeah. All the villains, all the heroes. Like, I want to see it. So Disney, if you're watching, please. I don't know. People would kick off. People would kick off. I'm going, why are you making a movie about it? It should always just be a show. But I want to see the movie. Anyway, darling, what about you? What's your favorite?
Like, mine is always like streets. So I like when we were in, is it Sunset Boulevard? The one that goes down to Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When it's like dusk and the lights come on.
Sunset.
Oh, yeah. Where's sunset and the lights come on and the music? And I just,
I love being stood.
Only because I can't choose Fantasmic, though, because you picked that. But that's my,
I love being stood in the crossroads.
Yeah. It just looks so cool.
Like when you just stood in that little crossroads between Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called. If they're wrong,
I think we are.
If they're wrong, we're going to look silly. Mm. Oh, Pebble, you're knocking your the tail. Camera.
Sit.
Sit down.
Sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favourite ride?
I'll let you say.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is so good. If you've not been on it, I won't spoil it. But yeah, like the pre-show bit blew my mind.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah. Even the exit when you actually turn around and yeah. realise what's like, what the crack is. It's so
yeah, cool. Like the way you go into it is just so magical.
Yeah, how many times did we ride it, by the way?
Every time we went in there, we went on it. It was our fast travel, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We must have been on it 5 times.
Yeah, it was so good.
So, yeah, I don't understand how people don't like it. And I get being attached to the Great Movie Ride. Yeah. I explained earlier in the podcast like how attached I was to that ride.
Yeah.
God, get the violin out. The last time I went on that ride, I didn't know it was going to be the last time I went on that ride because I was a kid, so I never really got to say farewell to it. But it is what it is. Times move on, and I love... This is another thing as well, right? People aren't a fan of the new version of Mickey and Friends.
Oh, I love it.
And I wasn't at first.
Because of the... No one likes change,
it's so different, but... When you actually watch them, give them a chance, then shorts, because they're actually funny. They're so funny. Yeah. Like, it's one of the funniest versions of Mickey I've ever seen. It's the best.
He's chaotic in it and just silly.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's like a version of Mickey that I don't think we've ever really seen.
Yeah.
Because there was this rule book that Mickey could never kind of be angry or be silly or like do something like kind of as outrageous as he does in them shorts. Yeah. So... It's great. It is great. But my favourite ride, we didn't get to go on it, annoyingly, because it was shut, even though... And that's why I almost didn't pick it as my favourite ride, but the Rock and Roller Coaster, I didn't get to go on it this time. Hopefully I'm going to get to go on it next time. That is probably my favourite ride. I love the music. I really love the music. I love the whole pre-show. I think it's so cool, like the lights and that you see all the Hollywood signs and it's just awesome. The launch is probably one of the most intense ones at Disney World, that's why it's annoying.
That's probably why it's your favourite, isn't it? Yeah.
But shout out for Tower of Terror, of course. Feel bad for not mentioning that in this.
I want a Tower of Terror that looks like this that in the house.
Now imagine it will drop down.
Oh my God, I need it.
So cool. Disney, please make that. Like, take my money. Take it for everything else. So, what was I going to say? There's a couple of things that I just want to give a shout out to. And one thing that we definitely need to speak about because we've not really spoken about it. But if you are a cars guy, a cars girl, and you're like, look, cars, what's it called? Lightning McQueen Raceway?
Racing Academy?
Racing Academy.
Raceway. Where did that come from?
Lightning McQueen Racing Academy. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Another brilliant attraction in terms of like it lets so many people in at once. Mm. You're never going to be waiting more than 15, 20 minutes for it. And the Lightning McQueen animatronic blew my mind.
It's mental.
It's just like, it's Lightning McQueen. He's there. Like, he's on the stage and he's talking to you. Like,
it's so good.
It's awesome. I hope we don't get rid of that to make way for Monsters, Inc. or anything like that. But you never know, do you? You never know. It's a little bit slapped in the middle of nowhere.
It does feel quite random.
That's the only thing I'll say.
Walk around. It should be with all the like Pixar stuff, really. Oh, it kind of is. Yeah. It's near it.
So we've not mentioned Toy Story Mania.
Oh my Slinky God, Dog. I forgot about that.
We've not even ventured through the Toy Story desert.
Oh my God.
And the reason I say it's a desert is because it is hot. And there's not a lot of shade there.
Waiting for Woody.
Yeah, waiting to meet Woody.
And Buzz. Jesse, your favourite person.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bee in your bonnet about Jesse.
I'm not a fan of Jesse. Is anyone else? Is it just me? Like, and it's not, it probably is a personal thing. She just irritates me. It's not about you, Jessie. Woody.
The character that you meet as well, she looks like she has no neck.
Yeah.
Head's like.
Yeah. She's just like, you know, like, it's, she took Woody away from them and, like, she, it's not about you, Jesse. Like, Bullseye's cool. But, like, she's, like, she's not quite in Stinky Pete's category because he's nasty, but, like, she's edging towards that for me. The only reason she gets a pass is because she's a Buzz. And, like,
Yeah, that's cool. I like it when he goes all Spanish with her.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. That's good. But, no, yeah, Woody and Jesse are there. Buzz is there.
Slinky, in the desert.
Slinky Dog Dash is that awesome level, like, course that the kids can go on that has, like, a cool little launch to it. But it's not like big, like that, Everest level or like any kind of universal ride, Velocicoaster, Hulk. It's not, none of that level. But it's probably the best kind of kids coaster I've ever been
on. It is compared to the one in Paris, which is like a fun fair ride that goes around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
That's all the Americans that go there are like, excuse me.
Yeah, that's bad.
Where's Slinky Dog?
you see the army men strutting through playing drums as well. Yeah. She's just a little bit like that. That's why I love it.
So immersive.
You just go from different land to different land. And now, this is the thing that I said that we've not touched on, which is crazy. Galaxy's Edge is probably the best put together land in all of Disney World.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Like, in terms of immersiveness. Mm. It's on a different level. The only thing I can think that comes anywhere close is like walking in a Diagon Alley.
Yeah, it's that vibe, isn't it? Where you're literally in the movie.
Actually, Pandora at night as well. We'll go on Animal Kingdom next, but that's up there. But that first time you walk down them steps, or however which way you go around it, and you see the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, and the noises it makes,
and it's just a little detail. So when you get into there, those that have been on there, but those that have not been, the cast members don't refer to things in dollars. Things cost you credits.
Yeah.
So it's like you've literally walked into Batu, an outpost, a Star Wars outpost. And not only you see the cosplayers, and like there's people walking around that aren't even employed by Disney, that but fully, like, some of them are better dressed in, like, their costumes are awesome.
But it's not Disney bound anymore.
No, that's not Disney bound. That's like, I am a Jedi.
Yeah.
And that is so cool to see for me anyway. It just adds to it. Building a lightsaber, something that we did, was an unforgettable experience. Very pricey experience because I got suckered into buying the stand.
Worth it.
Six crystals and I think that's it, but it wasn't cheap. But,
and you bought another one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I bought a sandy bat.
Oh, yeah.
We had a bad time with that. It was leaky batteries, Disney. Oh, but they gave me my money back, so all's fair. But there's a couple of rides in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. So, yeah, we'll talk about Rise of the Resistance first. Start off with a good. It's probably one of the most immersive rides I've ever been on.
Start
to finish. We went on it once and didn't have the most pleasant experience, but I'm not going to let that dampen the ride.
Yeah.
Because there's a few moments within that ride that if you find out about them before it happens, it kind of take something away from it, I guess. To a point where I don't really want to spoil it for you guys, so like go on the ride. And if you've not been on the ride, then, and no, if you have been on the ride, then you know the moments I'm talking about. And we had a teenager in front of us who was just saying, when's this bit gonna happen, or I'm looking forward to this bit.
Yeah, like, just giving loads of spoilers.
It's just like, right. Okay.
Didn't
realize that was going to happen, but I do now. It didn't massively take away from it, and that's why I say it's still one of the most immersive rides that I've ever been on. Again, that took out the backlot to it, which was a very, very good thing. Back in the day, I loved it. But slightly more negative on the
Smuggler's Run, which I thought was going to be incredible. And it is, if you aren't the engineer.
Is that what it's called, the engineer?
The engineer.
The old button pushers.
The button pushers. There's no point doing it.
Like, not only does it's like, it's not fun compared to, like, you can be a pilot, you can be a gunner, or you can be an engineer, right? The engineer, your job is to hit lights that light up that are on this side.
Because you can't even see the screen.
So the screen's there where you guys are, right? Yeah. And I constantly have to look this way and look at
you don't even see what's happening.
It's just, it literally can take it from being a pilot. It's so good. Unbelievable.
Really hard, actually.
Really fun. Quite difficult.
Yeah.
Just wasn't an enjoyable experience for me. Again, we were in a situation, people were quite hate me for this, but it was the kid wasn't paying attention.
He could not fly it.
Didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, he didn't go into the...
Didn't pull to go into...
He didn't punch it.
Hyperspace. Yeah, but Chewie didn't punch it.
No.
Again, it's a kid, I let him off. Like, I was only joking, but it obviously things like that, they can get in the way. So if you are really bothered about being a pilot, you can ask the cast members, they'll hold you back and they'll put you in a little bit later, so you might have to queue an extra sort of 5 minutes, but it's worth it 100%. Especially like you thought I was shouting at you and I wasn't shouting.
I thought you were mad at me.
No, of course I wasn't mad at you. I was just like, I was immersed, I was in it, and I was like saying like up to myself, and you were saying to me like, I don't control up, you control up. And I was like, I know.
I'm not doing best job here.
I was like, I know you don't control up, I control up. That's why I was shouting at myself. It's but that's why it's fun. That's the difference that being pilots can be to being a button pushing engineer. There's all sorts of stuff you can do as well with that Disney Play app, I think it is, where you can be like a bounty hunter and take bounties.
And then you control all the different like ships, like the Falcon, and like you can unlock things and make buttons go off and stuff.
What's the drinky place called?
August.
August Cantina. You can go to August Cantina and have a drink. And we didn't actually go in this time, but I've heard very good things. One of the coolest things as well is that like Kylo Ren and the people from the First Order are just wandering around.
Yeah, shouting at people.
Yeah, just giving you grief.
Yeah, it's great.
That's again Rise of the Resistance. That's hilarious. You just get...
You should get bullied.
The First Order's bully you for a little bit. So it's... Yeah, it's genuinely... Smokers Run, we are just kind of poking fun, but it's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is phenomenal.
It's so good.
So good.
Like, and we were there on May the 4th.
We were there on May the 4th.
Yeah, we were there on May the 4th.
That was crazy.
That was incredible.
They literally said that, like, so it's not even an attraction down by the Falcon, you know. Like, it's a big photo op. Obviously, a lot of people want to go there.
It's like staging.
And take photos, but it's not... it's not an attraction, but they were turning people away.
Because it was so crowded. You can't
go down there, it's too busy, which is mental. Proper mental. But in just seeing all the lightsabers lit up.
Yeah, it was so cool.
It was so cool. So if you're a huge Star Wars...
There's no reason you wouldn't love it if you like Star Wars.
I don't care. I can say it. Then get yourself there because it's incredible. The merch you can buy... Coke things that are like little bottles that look like grenades. Awesome. You can buy so many lightsabers, helmets, droids, you name it, you can get it. Like, it's so cool. So cool.
One thing we haven't spoke about when we said shows was the one on the Chinese theater. What was that called? Animation.
The Wonderful World of Animation.
Oh, that was incredible.
The only thing is it's on at the same time as Fantasmic.
Yeah.
So,
apart from when we went.
Reason I've not brought it up is because it was my top tip. It brings us on nicely to that. Top tip is don't miss out on that show. You're probably going to go to Hollywood Studios more than once. Go 3 times, if you ask me. So you're going to go and watch Fantasmic twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're lucky enough to be there in peak hours, you can actually go on the same night. That's what we did. Wonderful World of Animation was on at 9 o'clock. So was Fantasmic, but it was on again at 10:30. We went to the 10:30 show and it was so much quieter. It was the first time we went, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was really good when it was busy, but...
Oh, it was busy. Oh,
it's just so much better if there's nobody there.
I'm saying like a third of the people that were there. For the second time we watched it.
Loads of room.
Because that time there was only one showing at 9 o'clock. Yeah. So everyone piled in. And just a little kind of branch onto this top tip is, if you want premium viewing, you can get the VIP dining package, which kind of doesn't really cost you any more than what it would cost you to have a meal at one of the table dining restaurants anyway. I think it's like 83 or something like that. I can't remember what it is, but then you get premium viewing in the Mickey section with no pillars blocking you.
Yeah.
Front and centre.
That definitely sounds like it's worth it.
And if it's just a really nice way to maybe end or start your kind of holiday, to go out for a nice meal and then go and watch Fantasmic. You don't have to have it like consecutively. So you can go and have breakfast at one of these places and then later that night go and watch Fantasmic.
Yeah,
and it still counts. Cool. You don't just have to have dinner and go straight there. So just bear that in mind if you want to get that kind of central viewing point of Fantasmic, which you should want. After you down. You have a thought.
What am I doing? Top tip? It's not a top tip, but on May the 4th, they did have extra special churros, didn't they? I don't think they are always there, but they were lightsaber churros, weren't they? Blue and red.
Blue and red sugar.
Yeah, there was a massive queue for them.
Proper dry as well.
Yeah, so dry. Probably not worth it, but great for a picture.
Yeah, really fun. Just fun.
Yeah.
Very much fun. Mm. I can't think of any more top tips.
No, not really.
I think I've properly gone into detail on Hollywood Studios.
Because we love it.
There's probably something I'm missing, and people will shout at me for it. But it is what it is. I've not been at all the dining things, so that's probably
one thing. No, we need to do more dining.
We've not done that much food stuff because we spent a lot of our budget on merch. Like remote control Lightning McQueens and stuff like that.
And Mickey and Minnie Mouse slippers.
Castles, Mickey and Minnie slippers, which are available in Hollywood Studios, the Mickey ones, just outside of the Runaway Railway.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So, we're tired, folks. We are tired. It's getting late. Sorry. We've had a night with the camera. There you go, baby.
So, should we go on to Animal Kingdom then?
Was there anything else? What's underrated?
Underrated. The Frozen show.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty underrated.
No, fair enough.
Yeah. What do you think is underrated?
I guess I've already said mine. The Wonderful World of Animation.
Oh, yeah.
I can probably try and think of another one, but I just think the whole park's underrated.
Like, yeah, I do.
I just love it. And the fact that they're adding Monsters Inc. land to it just makes me love it even more. Obviously, they're going to have to take something away. Muppets might be the animation courtyard. We'll see. Mm. But whatever they take away, what they're going to add is going to be more, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, whenever they change stuff, it's always...
It's going to be a loss.
So it's elevated.
For the greater good.
For the greater good.
For the greater good.
Yeah.
Well, that's up. Let's hope they get it right.
Yeah.
But yeah, now this, guys, I can't lie to you. There's no monorail to hop on. There's no
How do you get there?
The only way is to swing by Disney Springs.
Oh, is it?
Back to your resort. So yeah. Disney Springs is a hub. While we're at Disney Springs, there is a drone show there now.
So we have watch to go watch that.
We've not been to watch it. Sad face.
But, it does look amazing, doesn't it?
It looks awesome. It looks so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, go and watch that. Go and like different food, you know, like obvious and actual brands that you know as well.
Yeah.
So if you just want a night out of the parks, head down there. You can have a nice drink, nice something to eat, watch the fireworks, watch a drone show. It's awesome. But we're not doing that. We're jumping on the bus. And we're going to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Shout out LA Knight. So Animal Kingdom is more than just a zoo, despite what some people say and despite what the image it can be portrayed as.
It is the biggest park, right?
It is because of all the land that they have for like the savannah and stuff like that. It's alive. That's the thing. And I think I touched on that a little bit in the last one. Joe Rohde, who was like the chief imagineer behind Animal Kingdom, he wanted to make a park that represented the real world. He didn't want this one to be like Magic Kingdom, like a fantasy land. He wanted this to very much represent the real world. And the Tree of Life's beautiful.
So stunning.
Like, it might be the most beautiful landmark in Disney World, in any of the Disney parks on the right day.
Yeah. It's,
if you catch that with the feathers of flight.
Oh my God, yeah.
Flying past it. And like, it's just stunning. And then the thing is as well, it's stunning from a distance.
Yeah.
And then you get close. Mm. You go in and you go to watch It's Tough to Be a Bug.
Yeah.
You're right, Pets.
It is mental when you go queue and walk towards It's Tough to Be a Bug and you see all the different animals that are on the tree.
Yeah.
I had no idea there was that many on the tree. I didn't even realise there was I first looked at it. From a distance, you're just like, that is a really pretty tree.
You're literally kicking the iPod of your pebbles because we're talking about Animal Kingdom. I say iPod.
You said iPod. I meant tripod.
But no, yeah, that's the thing. That's what I mean. So when you're looking at it from a distance, it's this stunning, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
When you get closer, you notice that it's got all the carvings of like animals and
it's incredible.
It's stunning. It's really stunning. Obviously, we're losing It's Tough to Be Above next year.
Yeah.
Getting replaced with Zootopia, which we mentioned last podcast. But you'll still get to have that walk underneath and see all.
Yeah, that's good.
Amazing wood carvings. The areas as well, the real places, you're going to Asia, you know, you're going to Africa.
I just loved it. I loved the fact that you just feel like you're in a jungle.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, you do.
Especially compared to like Hollywood and Magic Kingdom. Like it's so different.
And Epcot. Epcot's like the opposite. Epcot's like
the future.
Technology, futuristic, whereas this is like planet Earth. There's attractions, the Kilimanjaro Safari. It's probably the only attraction I can think of that it will be different every time you go on.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favourites.
Because you're just going on a safari, essentially, so there's no guarantee that you're going to see amazing things, but you might go on it for the 50th time and you might see something that you've never seen.
Did you know that the ostrich eggs that are on there aren't real?
I didn't until you told me.
Because they mention it every time you go on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, though. I just saw it on a TikTok that they've just been there for, like, however long the park's been open. They're not real.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I know.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
But I was like, oh, I've been lied to.
I know what they're like.
Just, you know, it's a prop.
But
all the animals are real.
Yeah. We've got a water ride, the Kali River Rapids.
Yeah, that was good.
I'd like to see that one day turned into an Emperor's New Groove ride. When the tide back to back on the log, because there's not much to it. It's just a drop. It's great when you're hot and stuff, and the kind of theming around it is still cool.
Yeah, I feel like it could be more.
Could be more. There used to be a show on the water there as well. I think they should bring that back.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's got that big like.
Yeah, they really do need to bring that back.
Which is awesome.
Yeah,
Pandora.
Yeah,
is. Awesome. It's awesome in the day and night. I know I mentioned in the first episode a more detailed way of seeing it at night, so I won't bore you with it again. But if you can make sure, if you can find a way to see it, I would go out of your way to do it because it's breathtaking.
I do think like Animal Kingdom feels chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like people say it's like a half day park. But, like, it doesn't have to be. It's just a chill. I feel like it's just more of a chill park.
And my thing...
You don't have to rush around
with the whole half-day park.
If you want it to be, any of them can be.
It's hard because... Yeah, exactly. That's it. Because we go for 2 weeks, it's like... they're all half-day parks, if I want them to be. Because,
they all are when we go. We plan it, so we, like, hop around anyway.
We have certain times where it's like, we're going to go into... We're going to spend the morning in Magic Kingdom, but then we're going to Hollywood Studios at 2 and staying there until 11 at night. So we spend most of
the day. Which is like a full day.
Yeah, we spend most of the day there, but we managed to catch the parade at Magic Kingdom, go on Tron and do another couple of things first as well. So it's like when a lot of them can be half-day parks, but like if I had 4 days, I would probably spend a full day at each of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Including Animal Kingdom. And then... Oh, we're probably getting a bit of an earthquake.
She's been problematic today.
I would probably spend a day in all of them And then the Magic Kingdom one, the Animal Kingdom one, I would probably, because it closes early, I would then head to the Magic Kingdom or Hollywood Studios and watch Fantasmic or Happily Ever After. So,
what's your favourite ride there then?
Everest is my favourite ride in all of Disney World, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah, I love it. In terms of, like, I think Mickey and Minnie's probably is. I know I didn't say it for Hollywood, but we just wanted to say a different thing.
Yeah.
And I love the Rock and Roller Coaster. But in terms of being, like, a roller coaster, I prefer Everest to Guardians, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I prefer it.
Feels more like a roller coaster.
I prefer it to Tron.
I don't often get scared of roller coasters, but I don't know if it was a combination of throwing up the day before.
Could be.
I'm feeling a bit wheezy still. But I was so scared on Everest. Even the second time, like, it proper scares me.
Fix the Yeti.
That Yeti is terrifying enough.
Fix the Yeti.
What is my favourite ride?
I don't know.
I like the Safari. Like, it sounds like it's not a ride, but it is a ride.
It is.
I think I like that the most.
I thought you just said Navi River Journey, to be honest.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I just love seeing the animals. And I feel like, because it's different every time. Whereas Navi River Journey is the same every time.
Yeah.
But I do really like the, lady.
Yeah. That animatronic is unbelievable.
The song she sings just constantly goes round in my head.
That's the Avatar lady, by the way, if that wasn't clear. What's your top tip for Animal Kingdom? Go on Dinosaur before it shuts, and go and see It's Tough to Be a Bug before it shuts.
Top tip. What else do we do there? It's hard because it's so, we just were so chill. We were just walking around there casually.
Doug.
Oh, yeah. Kevin. Doug and Kevin. Oh, Kevin's walking around all the time. But Doug and Russell swap, don't they?
Yeah.
So top tip is find out. If you ask them straight away, you'll see how long they've got, and then you can kind of plan.
Yeah.
Because we really wanted to see Doug, didn't we? And then we queued, and then he went, and then Russell came.
Yeah,
but then we ask them, and then they kind of tell you the.
To be fair, they were some of the best cast members I've actually had in the whole time we were there.
Yeah, they were good, weren't they?
The lady that was with Doug was brilliant. Really, really good.
Yeah, I would love to be a character attendant, and you just get to, like, you're basically just friends with them, aren't you? Like,
I bet you have some nightmares though.
Yeah, you probably have some stories.
I bet some people are absolute hard work.
Yeah.
I would love to hear some cast member stories. Hopefully we'll get some on someday. Yeah. Because I just know from working in hospitality how much of a nightmare some people can be.
Yeah.
You can also meet Moana in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
But I guess also my top tip for Animal Kingdom is just take it all in. Like, honestly, like, I think you'll struggle to find a more beautiful theme park.
Yeah.
More aesthetically. Oh, what's the lady called that walks around?
Oh my God, what is her name?
I don't know. She's
breathtaking.
Unbelievable. We were there when they were doing the boats, so characters would sail past on the boats, but they've stopped doing that now.
They just wave at you.
Yeah,
I've never run up to anything before and just waved ever, apart from in Disney. I'm like, hello, oh my God.
Like that Forrest Gump.
Like, literally.
Like full arm going, but no, it's
no amazing. Embarrassment there.
I think that's it for all the parks, isn't it? What's the most underrated thing
in Animal Kingdom?
Just Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, people
is the most underrated. I feel like
people
thing.
Don't talk about it enough.
Like, I don't know if it's like, it's because you have to pick out, like, if somebody says ranky parks, a lot of people put Animal Kingdom bottom because. Maybe there isn't as much there, and maybe there isn't always a guarantee. I guess that's the beauty of it. With the safari, you can't guarantee that you're going to see a lion stand up on the rock and roar, but if you do, it'll probably become one of your favourite Disney memories ever, so there's no guarantee about stuff like that happening. But even the food is lovely. Like, I got some firecracker prawns, and they were so good.
And maybe that's the underrated thing, is that the food.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. I just think everything about it. The shopping.
Yeah.
The shops are awesome. Like, the shops are so cool. You can get a Tree of Life that kind of looks like this.
Yeah.
That'll be on our list next time.
Get the full collection. I want the monorail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can get a monorail as well. Like, all the travel things and stuff. I guess we can touch on the water parks briefly.
Yeah.
It's annoying at the minute that there's only one open at a time. Yeah. Because when I was a kid, I was lucky enough to go to both. You've never been to Blizzard Beach.
I'd love to go to Blizzard Beach. I love the fact that it is a cold theme. Yeah. Like, that blows my mind.
It's so cool.
Because it's so hot.
Yeah, because it's so hot and always so hot as well.
Yeah.
Typhoon Lagoon in the rain must be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to do the nighttime thing at one of them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks so good. You get, like, glow sticks.
I guess as well.
I'm such a big kid.
One of the things that that's a top tip in itself, that only one water park will be open. So bear that in mind. There's kind of no way to know in advance when they're gonna make that change. Mm. Sadly.
You just gotta see when you go.
The top tip for Disney World in general is, if you're going in storm season, prepare for that, because it will rain, and it will rain heavy. It will rain for about an hour, and then it'll be sunshine, rainbows. So
I feel like you can make the most of that rain, can't you?
Yeah.
Go in and queue, like, if you want to.
Yeah, pick the ones that you're going to queue for in the rain, because there's definitely rainy rides.
Yeah.
I love Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that in the rain. But yeah, there's... feel bad because there's not too much to say about the water parks. Summit Plummet at Blizzard Beach is a brilliant slide. The Typhoon Lagoon, the wave pool, is what it's all about.
Yeah.
There's not really a slide that sticks out for me for there.
I do like the lazy river. Called
Cowabunga Falls or something like that. Or something creek. I can't remember.
There were, maybe it's Cowabunga Falls, where it's like the two that were together that we went on.
Mm-hmm.
They were so... They're really quick.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Is that the one that... on your back, you can feel it. Yeah.
That was really good.
Typhoon Lagoon was the only one that was open when we were there in Disney.
Yeah.
And we've touched on Disney Springs. I can't go through all the resorts for you, because sadly I've not stayed there. I've not stayed at all of them.
Maybe one day.
I can tell you.
Tell you everything about All-Star Movies.
A little top tip. Yeah, well, we'll talk about a little bit about All-Star Movies in a sec. But a little top tip, if Cars fans are around, Art of Animation has got a little Radiator Springs section with, like, statues of all your favourite Cars people.
Yeah.
It's got other sections as well. But because Disneyland has got Radiator Springs, we know, and it looks incredible.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have a child or a man child,
someone who loves Lightning McQueen Crocs.
Lightning McQueen. they're going to want to see Lightning McQueen. Yeah. So we trekked over to Art of Animation to do it, didn't we? But we will talk briefly about All-Star Movies, because I want to say that don't be put off by the fact that they're called value.
Yeah.
Especially us from the UK. So you see 3-star on there and you think, like, Travelodge, like, these are a step and a half up above Travelodge. The All-Star Movies has got two pools. I think they all kind of have two pools, to be honest, on the All-Star Resorts. And they've all got a big food court. They've all got movies under the stars. They've all got activities in the bigger pool for kids throughout the days. There's awesome big statues everywhere.
It's
like
so
huge.
Good.
Like, it looks like you're going to Andy's room at one point from Toy Story, because there's, like, a huge Woody and a huge
giant
Buzz.
Dalmatians.
Giant Dalmatians. Giant Fantasia hat, Fantasia pool. Also, if you're a 90s kid like me, they've got a Mighty Ducks pool.
Yeah, we were in that
at All-Star Movies, which, like, you don't hear a lot of Mighty Ducks really in this day and age of with Disney Plus and stuff like that. I know they're there, but I love that there was a huge Mighty Ducks sign and the pool was, like, shaped like a hockey rink.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's amazing.
So, like, them were the things. I had also been, like, I've been given a heads up that maybe sometimes the All-Star Resorts don't actually have their own buses, so they have one bus that picks up at all the All-Star Resorts. I can only speak from experience. That wasn't the case when we were there.
It was loads.
The buses were every 15 to 20 minutes, and if you're where we were in the Mighty Duck section, we were equal distance from All-Star Music to All-Star Movies. It was like a 5-minute walk to that bus terminal station thing and 5-minute walk to ours. So even when it came to ordering food, it was equal.
Yeah.
When we were coming out of the parks, we could always look for either a music or a movies one.
Yeah. And there was always one.
So if you can, I don't know if you can really do this, but if you can request a room when you get there, just ask to be in the Mighty Duck section, because you kind of get two for the price of one.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is. It's so good. I just wanted to say that because I, when we were booking for our honeymoon, were unsure, because especially with it being a honeymoon, we're like, oh, should we go value? Should we stay off site? But like, it is that Disney feel. You still get that full Disney experience. And because I'm at Disney, I want to see like a 10-foot Dalmatian. I want to see Mickey Mouse in the pool.
I love waking up and getting out, walking out to get a croissant, and you just see a giant Dalmatian.
Yeah.
And there's loads of squirrels hopping around.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's so cute.
That is what it's all about. Well,
I loved it. I want to stay there every time.
What's your favourite moment?
In the hotel.
In Disney World altogether. Because I guess this is that recurring segment that we probably forgot to do last time. The magic moment. What's been your magic moment that sticks out of Disney World? Disney World as well, so you can't say getting engaged this time. You didn't say it the first time. You can't say it this time.
I just think seeing the castle. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's too many, Jordy.
No, that's fine. If it's seeing the castle for the first time.
You'll say one now, but like, no, I want that one.
Mine's...
What is yours?
Just probably watching the fireworks, I think.
Yeah.
Just like reflecting.
Oh, I changed my mind. It was when we were at the after hours. So it wasn't when we were watching the OG fireworks. It was, because there was just no one near us.
So much more space.
And it felt like it was just us watching it.
After hours,
and it was very much about like Walt, who we're both obsessed with. So, and like, us. And us.
You are the magic. To be honest, that day. That after hours event was beautiful. Then my favourite day was that day.
Take it back.
It was like the second or third day.
Oh, yeah, it was early on, wasn't it?
Yeah. We went to, it was the day that we watched Wonderful World of Animation and Fantasmic.
Yes.
We'd been to Magic Kingdom in the morning. It was the day that Tron was a bit of a nightmare.
Obviously,
didn't put too much of a damper on my day. Then we swung back to the hotel, freshened up a bit.
We were in the pool as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Went to Hollywood Studios, did the Runaway Railway, did Rise of the Resistance. Pretty sure we did Tower of Terror. Then we went and watched Wonderful World of Animation.
Yeah, that was the best. Then we watched
Fantasmic. And I think it's because it was our second full day as well. I'd charged back up after the long day, because on our first day we went to Typhoon Lagoon.
Mm.
Obviously we did Epcot after hours, like we said, but first full day. Went to Typhoon Lagoon and just chilled out, and then went to Animal Kingdom at night and saw Pandora. So it was our first full on Disney day where we saw the castle. And
I want to do it again.
Not too long, just 400 and something days.
The countdown's on.
400 and, I want to say like...
Checking it every 10 seconds.
420 or something.
420.
I'd love it if we can get to Paris before then, but I don't know.
That would be amazing. If we could.
I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
We've probably done quite a lot here. I'm going to have to edit it down a fair bit. And I don't even know what the next episode is right now.
We've basically included all the honeymoon stuff in this, haven't we?
Not necessarily.
There's extras.
Yeah, there's extras. But we'll figure that out and we'll post it. But I've really enjoyed this.
Aww.
Have you?
Yeah, it's cute.
It's like we got to like look back, and it is.
It's like we debriefed our whole honeymoon.
The most magical place on earth, not the happiest place on earth. That is Disneyland in California.
Aww.
The most magical place on earth is the tagline for Walt Disney World.
Aww.
I hope you guys have learned something. If you're looking to kind of go to Walt Disney World, I hope it's been a little bit educational, maybe. Also a little bit of fun as well, because this is the thing that I can't stress enough. When you go to Walt Disney World, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I can't stress enough, is that everyone is different. And I know, like, you want to please everyone in the party and absolutely make sure everyone gets to do what they want to do, but don't cater. Don't look at someone else's itinerary and go, I just want to follow and do exactly what they do, because you won't. You'll find stuff and you'll see stuff when you're there that you might actually want to do 4 or 5 times. Some stuff that you're not bothered about doing once. We're lucky enough to be very...
We're really similar with what we like to do. We're
very similar, we're very relaxed. If there's something that you really want to do, I would never stand in the way of it.
Yeah.
I would always just be like, yeah, cool, let's go and do it. And no matter how many times you wanted to. But luckily they're the same things for us.
Yeah. So, yeah, true.
I guess that's it, guys. Like, comment, subscribe. I hope you've liked everything so far.
Yeah.
This is episode 3. Episode 4 is next week. Mystery subject, I guess, at this point.
So we need to decide, don't we?
Let's find out what it is. You'll find out at the same time as us. but as always, from me, Mickey's best pal, have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
Peace out.